Next call.
For Romeo Alpha, just caught the tail end of your call there, so didn't get your ID bill here on this end, AJ4RA.
Yeah, I missed your call also. This is Whiskey 1, India Mike X-Ray, W1IMX, name is Doc, Delta Oscar Charlie.
Okay, Doc, hope you're having a great day today. I just changed out the antenna on this vehicle here, just put it back to air and talked to one other station before you on a different repeater, so. And I need to move this thing now and get it out of the sun. Where I started working, I was in the shade, but that changed in the course of the work, over.
Yeah, we just moved down here about a year ago, and picked up a new rig down at HRO in Atlanta just after we got here, and that's the only thing we're running right now is mobile in the truck, and hopefully it's a good number of years when we finally get the new house settled out.
Rig there. This one is an old one that I've got here. I've had this radio probably for 35 years, and hadn't had it in service for a good while. Just put it in this truck here about six, eight weeks ago. But it seems to be working okay.
Sounds good. I was pretty much in the same boat. I had an old Icon that was, I think one of the first receivers with memory, transceivers with memory that they made back in the, late 80s, early 90s, I guess, and I've been using that for so many years, and I got a new ICOM here, and it's about 20 generations ahead of what I had, and it's got so many different multiple switches on it, I'm still trying to figure this thing out.
W1, I think it was IMX, AJ4RA. Yeah, it sounds like a similar story here on my end. I have a more modern rig in the radio room in the house, and I didn't use one mobile for a good while. I was traveling so much by air around the country, I really didn't have time to mess with it in the vehicle. But that all changed, so enjoy getting it back a little again. But it's the same thing as you were saying, probably 20 generations between the two. Back to you.
Yeah, we moved down from the Northern Virginia, Washington, D.C. area. And unfortunately, just about all the residences up there have needed restrictive covenants. Couldn't really put up a decent antenna, so just about 90% of what I did was 2 meters in the truck. But we traded in a quarter acre lot for an 8 acre backyard, and I think I got some room to put antennas up now.
So you get to experiment with all kinds of different options. But I had moved here to this area in 1991 from the east coast of Canada. I was up in Victor Echo 1 land. In fact, still keep a station up there, Victor Echo 1 Bravo Mike India, at my old home place, and have a brother that lives there in that property, Victor Echo 1 Alpha Whiskey Alpha. So I guess I've been fortunate and always had some room for antennas, so I'm on 4 acres where I'm at here now, and apart from the heat of the sun, everything is pretty good. Over.
Sounds good. We're really enjoying the new place. My wife decided it was time to get out of Dodge a couple of years ago, and she's originally from Anderson, and I've been coming down here off and on for over 50 years. Know the area pretty well, and We've had a piece of property out on Lake Hartwell for over 40 years. We hadn't really done anything with. So she designed the place and got it built. And actually, we were supposed to move in almost exactly a year ago on the 14th of July. And with supply chain and COVID and everything else, we finally get in on the 5th of December.
Congratulations on the new place, and also on the escape. I certainly understand. I've been through that part of the country many times, and I prefer now to go around it. And if I'm coming down from the northeast, I'll cross over just above New York and come down 81. I detest 95 with a passion. So I'm glad to hear that you're in your new place, and doing anything in the last two or three years has been an absolute challenge for sure. And sounds like you had some good planning in place there to have a nice place available to build and settle into. I started traveling here in this area way back in 1973, so I was here often and knew it well before I ever moved here, but been almost 30 years ago now that I moved here. So, and this is the third property that I've owned since I've been here. I kept, it kept growing in around me, and then I'd sell my place and move a little further out. So, I'm thinking I'm in the right place now.
Used to work with a guy that, he had moved out about 50 miles outside of Washington and the Virginia suburbs. I mean, it was out in the middle of nowhere, and, like the same thing you just mentioned, over the years, buildings started encroaching. So we used to ask him, you know, he'd come in the morning, he says, well, can you see civilization yet? He says, no, but I can hear it over the hill.
I guess a similar story, although the growth there has certainly been a lot more rapid in past years than it is in this area. Now, in the last 5 years, this area here has just exploded as you probably may see now. You've been back and forth here, even though it's only been a year or so since you moved. But that was kind of the story with us, and I actually live here in a small aviation community, so we got some property area that will not be built on, even though it may build around us. So I think we probably will work out for a while. And anyway, I appreciate chat this afternoon. I'll listen for your final, and then I'm going to clear so I can get this thing out of the sun and put my tools away. Pleasure talking to you. AJ4RA.
4RA, W1IMX. Yeah, appreciate the chat. Don't talk with too many people on this repeater. And haven't got too many of the others set up, but 9 years that we left Boston for California and went up to Niagara Falls and drove across Canada from Niagara Falls to Detroit. It's probably the most time I've ever spent north of the border. Have a good afternoon. Get out of the sun. W1IMX.
AJ4RA, clear. Thank you.